enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, I tell you what, we were talking about operating the shot clock earlier. Brad Coleman joined me here at the broadcast position. He said that he pretty much ran the shot clock perfectly earlier at the junior high gym. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Hey, I will say, the official did come over and be like, is this your first time? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're doing a really good job. So I will take care of
that. All right. Well, okay. So, all right. It will be Flippin's ball. I thought there was a jump ball in that last.
No, I don't think there was.
All right. So, anyways, Flippin will have the ball to start this final quarter as Mount Holmes up 49-30. Ball goes to Wire. Up top now to Downs. Over to Davis on the right side. To Aldridge. Now back to Davis. He's going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Downs. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Good. Cody Downs with his first 3 points of the night. 49-33, Bombers up as we are 24 seconds into this final period. Bickford into the front court. Has the ball knocked away. He's able to get it back for a moment, though, but Rogers gets it right back. He tries to go in for the layup. He couldn't get it to go, and Mount Holmes comes up with a rebound. Back comes Bickford. He's going to give it to Rob on the low block. He puts up the layup. No good. And Dewey's going to be – they're going to call a foul or a tie ball? They're going to call a tie ball, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow. So Blaine Tate will come back in for the Bombers as Kai Bickford takes a seat. 7:14 left to play in the game. It is a 16-point Mount Holmes advantage. So Uchman will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Dewey on the low block. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper, no good. And ball's knocked around. Dewey gets offensive rebound. He tries to go back up, and he'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 7:08 left to play in the game.
Once again, really good job by Hagen Robb getting his hands on the ball. It didn't come away with it clean, but he was able to get his hands on the ball right there and keep that ball alive right into Dewey's hands.
Cody Downs picks up his second personal foul, 16th foul against Flippin. Braden Dewey's first free throw is up and in. He now has 19, and one more to shoot. Second shot for Dewey is good. He now has 20. 51-33, Bombers up. A little over a minute left to play. A little over 7 minutes left to play in this contest. Ball goes into the front court to Downs on the right side. Now he'll give it to Wire. Now to Davis. Davis heads up top, throws over to Wire on the right side. Gives it to Rogers at the free throw line. Kicks over to Downs on the right. His three-pointer, good. Cody Downs with a couple of threes here in this quarter. He has 6 points. And now Flippin's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:46 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Flippin 51-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Are you looking to invest in the home of your dreams? Hi, I'm Melissa Miller, your Farmers and Merchants Bank local mortgage lender. With years of experience, I will help you navigate the home buying process and find the best competitive rates in our market. Call me at 870-425-1861 or stop by our Farmers and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street. Home sweet home ownership made easy with me, Melissa Miller. NMLS number 631065, Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, Flippin taking the timeout with 6:46 left to play in the game. They have just one left now. It is Mountain Home up 51-36. glad you're joining us here for this opening night of the Ultimate Auto Group basketball tournament. Inbound pass goes to Harris as he loses the handle of the ball, and Flippin is trying to come up with a steal. The jump ball is going to be called. It will be, I think they pointed Mountain Home, but I think it's supposed to be Flippin's.
Yeah, I think Arrow might not have got.
Yeah, so that is going to be Mountain Home's 14th turnover of the night. McGee Harris checks
it's
out of the
white
game.
Ball.
Oh.
It's red ball, yeah.
Yeah, we'll say. Okay, so yeah, it is going to be Flippin's ball with 6:39 left to play in the game.
Yeah, we just got the tie ball down here under
the
goal.
Let's go wide.
Yeah. So they do need to reset the shot clock, too, I think. Yep. So official just noticed that, too. And so, no, they did reset the shot clock. And so
that's another one on the shot clock. It's hard. You know, if the team that has it has possession and it's a jump ball and they maintain possession, you don't reset the shot clock.
Right. Here is Wire giving up top to Downs. Over to Aldridge on the right side. Now he drills towards the elbow. Finds Davis cutting into the lane. He's going in for the running jumper. Off the glass, no good. And Uchman gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Uchman will find Carson in the right corner. He drills out to the wing. Tries to throw it back out to Uchman. Pass goes wide of him. And all Uchman can do is chase it down for the backcourt violation. And that will be Mountain Home's 15th throw of the night. 6:12 left to play in the game. Bombers will turn the ball over. They lead by 15 right now. Rogers will inbound the ball to Aldridge at the right elbow. His pass knocked away, but Davis is able to get it back. Gives it to Rogers on the right side. Finds Aldridge on the low block. Trying to figure out what to do with it. Now he'll kick it out to Downs on the left wing.
Hagan's doing a good job on defense down there, just bellying up, not leaning into the offensive player, just having hands straight up, and it's affected Flippin a couple times down there.
Rogers going toward the free throw line for the jumper. No good. Ball's knocked around, and rebound's finally controlled by Mountain Home.
Hey, Flippin's still scrapping and fighting right now.
Yes, they are. Here is Uchman throwing it to Carson on the left side. Thought about the three. Now instead, he's going to have the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home ball with 5:35 left to play in the game. Kai Bigford will inbound. We'll check in that is for Mountain Home, replacing Braxton Carson. And for Flippin, Alex Glenn will come back in as Jordan Aldridge will take a seat. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. It is Mountain Home up 51-36. McLean will inbound it to Uchman. He'll kick it out to Bickford. He'll set up the offense. Ball goes over on the right side to Tate. He's met by a double team trying to get out of it. Now finds McLean at the free throw line. His jumper was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be – oh, they're going –
The official up here up top he's coming in making the call. It's either a foul or a block. It can't be neither.
So Mountain Home will retain possession with 9 seconds left on the shot clock, 5:22 left in the game. Braden Dewey comes back in, replacing Levi Uchman.
I've seen Ryder take some shots, but never one that missed, 3 foot left and 3 foot short.
Well, inbound pass goes over the head of Dewey, and Rogers is there for the steal. His layup is blocked, and Flippin comes up with the ball. And here is Downs throwing it to Glenn. Back to Downs near the left corner. His three-pointer is good. Cody Downs with 9 points, all in the final quarter.
He's brought it up with some threes out there,
Yep.
With Robbins going out, we ask who's going to be the offensive threat for Flippin, and Downs done a good job filling that role.
Tate into the front court, gives it to Bickford in the right corner. His three-pointer to answer will not go. Now offensive rebound from McLean. He puts the turnaround jumper up and in.
Good job, Ryder, there on the offensive board. Good shot by Kai. Great job by Ryder on the offside coming in and getting that offensive rebound.
Nine on the night for McLean. Here is Davis with it. It's 53-39, Mountain Home up. Wire drills up to the top, gives it to Rogers now. He'll find Glenn over to Davis. Now to Downs. Downs going to drill to the left side, gives it to Wire in the corner. He drills out to the wing. Back to Downs. He's going to try over another three. This one will not go, and Tate gets a rebound for the Bombers. Tate quickly into the front court, tries to throw it. I'm not sure if he was trying to throw it to Dewey or Rob.
He was trying to throw it to Dewey, and I think Rob was cutting there and thought it was to him and got a hand on it. Dewey was wide open down there, and, you could see Hagan look at Blaine, my bad, because he saw Braden about the same time as he tried to reach up and just got a hand on it and knocked it over Braden's head.
And the ball will go out of bounds. That'll be Mount Holmes' 17th throw of the night. Flippin gets it back with a little over 4 minutes left as they trail by 15. Here is Downs with it on the left side. He'll give up top to Rogers. Over to Wire, now to Glenn. Glenn has the ball knocked away, and a scrap for the ball, and it's going to be another jump ball.
Yep, it is Mount Holmes'
ball on the possession arrow. They didn't change it again, or they changed it the wrong way. But it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be Flippin's. Supposed to be Mount Holmes' ball, and so that will be Flippin's 13th turnover of the night. Gilman Inskeep checking back in. A baseball pass to Inskeep as he's going back the other way. Quickly into the front court. Now he's going to pull it back out. Bickford met by a double team. Gives it to Inskeep in the left corner. Finds Dewey at the low block. Gives
great
it to Rob
pass.
By himself for the layup. Good. His basket counts and he is fouled.
Great pass. Great find there by Dewey hitting Hagen. Good job, Hagen, having your hands ready to put that ball up on the glass.
So Hagen Rob will go to the line for the and one situation with 3:36 left to play in the game. Trying to see who they call that foul on.
They get number two.
Yep, you're right. Corbin Rogers, that's his third personal foul, team foul number seven against the Bobcats. And Rob could not get the free throw. Flippin gets the rebound.
Got a foul down here on this end. You know, Ryder was trying to go for the steal, couldn't hold up, and was able to run right into the offensive player.
Ryder McClain picks up his third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Mount Holmes, so they got one more to give. Right, Gabe Davis coming back in for Flippin as Corbin Rogers takes a seat. It's a 16-point lead right now for Mountain Home. Glenn will trigger the inbound pass, gets it in to Wire on the left side. He's going to dribble up to the top. Bickford loses his footing. Now ball goes to Downs. He's going to try another three on the left side. No good. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Inskeep, and back comes Mountain Home. Bickford into the front court. 3:20 left to play in the game. 55-39, Bombers up. Here is Bickford drilling to the right side. Gives it to Inskeep in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Way too strong. And the rebound is controlled by Davis, but he has the ball knocked away from him. Ball as Bickford finds Rob in the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, good active hands there by Mountain Home on the and the as the full court side of things and able to knock it loose. Good job finding Hagen there wide open.
Eight on the night for Rob. 57-39, Bombers up. 2:54 left to play in the game. Here is Wire giving it to Davis. Davis going to find Hamilton in the lane. His jumper would not go, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
Hey, I see Mountain Home kind of pull it out. You don't want to see us get into a delay game, but you want us to see great shots right here and put this game away.
Well, Bickford tries the jumper at the right elbow. No good, and the rebound comes to Flippin. Here is Wire giving it to Glenn on the right side. His three-pointer is good. Alex Glenn with 6 points on the night. 57-42, Bombers up. 2:16 left to play in the game. Here's Dewey back the other way. He'll give it to McClain on the right side. Finds Inskeep in the lane. Tried to throw it to Rob. Ball knocked away and stolen by Flippin. 18th turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way. Glenn's going into the lane for the layup. Good.
That's a high floater there by Glenn. Right over the top of Dewey. He was going for the block shot.
He now has eight on the night. 57-44, Bombers up. 1:52 left to play in the game. Ball's up top with McClain. Tried to throw it to Rob. Ball is going to go out of bounds. It will be Mount Flippin's ball. With 1:44 left to play in the game. Braxton Carson and Robert Dover coming back in for Mount Home as Hagen Robin and Braden Dewey take a seat. Rogers coming back in for Flippin as he will replace Gabe Davis.
Yeah, Coach Fulcher's talking to his team right now. Just saying, show some poise. Let's get good shots. Let's let the clock run down. The clock's our friend. We're up 13 here. There's no reason to push anything. Let's get good shots and make the clock tick down here.
Here is Downs with it on the left side. Gives up top to Rogers. Now over to Aldridge. Back to Rogers on the right side. Back to Wire. Wire's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Glenn's going to chase down the offensive rebound for the Bobcats. Here is Rogers giving it back to Glenn. Glenn's dribbling into the corner, and he is going to be fouled. And that's the last foul Mountain Home has to give. They're going to get Braxton Carson with his first personal foul. 16 foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Levi Uchman and Blaine Tate come back in for the Bombers, replacing Kai Bickford and Ryder McClain. 1:14 left to play in the game. It is a 13-point Bomber advantage. Rodgers will inbound it to Downs on the right side, up top to Wire. Wire is going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and Dover gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Here is Inskeep into the front court, dribbling to the right corner. Now he'll kick it out to Tate. Over to Uchman on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Levi Uchman with his first 3 points of the night. 60 to 44, Mountain Home up. 50 seconds left to play in the game. So it looks like Mountain Home's going to improve to 8-6 after tonight.
Yeah, Mountain Home did a good job jumping out early on, flipping. And, you know, flipping's hung tough ever since that early onslaught Mountain Home had. But that was enough to kind of seal this early for the Mountain Home Bombers.
Glenn's three-pointer in the left corner will not go. Ball knocked around, and Mountain Home touches it last as it goes out of bounds. Davis is going to check back in for the Bobcats as Wire will take a seat. And also, for the first time tonight, Jace Copeland comes in for flipping. .4 seconds left to play in the game. Glenn will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into Rodgers on the left side. Down to Downs in the corner. Ball goes to Glenn. Glenn's going into the lane. His pass knocked away, and Dover comes up with a steal. Down to 24 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Here is Inskeep giving it to Tate. Now Uchman has it on the right side. Down to 15. Here is Tate with it up top. Now he dribbles over to the left. Down to 10. Ball goes right in. Skeep on the right side, and they're just going to let the last few seconds run out. Mount Tom's going to get the 16-point victory.
Yeah, good win here by the Bombers to start off after being on the break.
All right. So with that, it is Mountain Home defeating Flippin 60-44. We will check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills.